Hello again, and welcome to the International Soccer Preview by Soccerphiles Canada. My name is Kevin, and I have no co-host for this podcast. We're currently doing the African Cup 2021 players here, and this is series seven of our soccer podcast history. And today we'll be looking at Zimbabwe's players. So, for the people watching on YouTube, I have a simple graphic, a simple list where you can look at the player names. And for the people listening to a podcast, I'm going to repeat those names several times just to help you familiarize yourselves with them. So, let's begin by looking at the manager of Zimbabwe, and it is a famous Zimbabwean player, Norman Mapenza. He was on the national team from 1993 to 2001, and he had 92 caps with them, but no goals. He was a defensive midfielder, and he played for some fairly big clubs. He played for most of his career, I would say, in Turkey, where he started with Galatasaray. And played for several teams in Turkey and was actually the top scorer in the Turkish league in 2000 when he played for Alte. He also played in Austria and in Poland and in Zimbabwe, and he ended his career in South Africa in 2006. After that, he became a manager. He took on some clubs in Zimbabwe, mostly FC Platinum, but he always seemed to be involved with the Zimbabwe national team. He was caretaker manager three times and also the national team manager twice. So this is his second stint as the national team manager. We are going to code him as a definite, and that's how we kind of go through this podcast. Give a little bio on the players, and that includes how much they've played in the last year. So mostly using that, we code them into definite, likely, possible but unlikely, seem to be off the squad or retired, or injured or new if they had not shown up on the Soccerphiles radar, but were then named to the preliminary squad. Zimbabwe did name a preliminary squad of 30 players and then reduced it to 23. So we'll begin with goalkeepers, and actually we have no definite and no likely there, but we have six candidates as possible. So I think what I'm going to do is just kind of quickly introduce them and then go back and actually give some biographical information on the ones that were selected. So Washington Arubi played one of their eight games in 2021 and was on the bench for three others. Bernard Donovan is their most veteran keeper, of this bunch at least. And he returned to the team after a 3-year absence in November, but didn't play any of their remaining games, but was on the bench. So I thought maybe they were calling him back in for the tournament. Martin Mapiza, his first appearance had been in March 2021, and he played two of the remaining eight games and was on the bench for four others. So he's a candidate. Petros Mari, his first cap was in November, and he played one of their two remaining games in 2021, was on the bench for the other. So it looks like they were scrambling for a goalkeeper in the lead up to the tournament here. Talbert Shumba is another possible candidate. He played four of their eight games in 2021 and was on the bench for two of those and not selected for the last two matches. So I would have had him as likely, except he didn't appear in the last two matches. And finally, in this group, we have Tayman Mbula, his first and only appearance was a cap in November. Which was their last game in 2021. So again, seem to be looking for a keeper. I will mention a couple of veterans, or at least one veteran, George Chikova, had 32 caps for the national team and actually was the starter in... no, he was not the starter in 2019 because he was suspended for the first game, but then he did come in and start. And finally, Elvis Chipazezi. Elvis Chipazezi. Was the third string keeper in 2019. However, he hasn't appeared for the team since November 2020. And I'll go back and say George Chikova hasn't appeared since that 2019 African Cup. So a bit of a mess there for Zimbabwe in the goalkeeper department. And I'll now take a look at who made it. And not Washington Arubi. Not Donovan Bernard, but Martin Mapiza did make it. And Petros Mari made it. And Talbot Shumba all made the team. Okay, I see here Taman Mvula made the preliminary squad. But then did not make the final squad. So George Chikova and Elvis Chipazeti do seem to be off the team now. And no idea among those who would be the starter. So I'll put them all as kind of likely candidates or possible candidates for starting. Woo, that is a rough start. And Zimbabwe seem to not be settled on goalkeepers, at least. Let's move on to central defenders. And we begin with Alex Mudumi. We have him coded as a definite here. Sorry, I was supposed to go back and give a little bio information on the keepers that made it to the squad. So I will say Martin... Mapasi, again, is with the team since 2021, and he has just two caps, so he only played two of their games in the lead-up. He is with Zamora in Spain, 23 years old there. Petros Mhari is 32 years old, but he only has one cap for the team since 2021. Again, he played that one game in November, coming in just at the end. He plays for FC Platinum in Zimbabwe. And finally, Talbot Shumba. He has nine caps for the team. He's 31 years old. He plays for Free State Stars in South Africa. He's been with the team since 2019. And he played four of their eight games in 2021. As I said, so actually, I would think of him as probably the starter among those. But you should know that it's just a kind of an educated guess there. Okay, going back to central defenders, Alec Mudumi is 26 years old and has 26 caps. Since 2018, we considered him definite because he played six of their eight games in 2021 and was on the bench for one other. He's played most of his career in England, kind of for smaller teams in England. And interestingly, he kind of decided to travel around a bit and played for Sheriff Tiraspol in Moldova. And Ankaraspor in Turkey, and now he's with Torpedo Kutaisi in Georgia. So really getting around there. Okay, the next candidate we consider likely is Teenage Hadebi. He played three of their eight games in 2021, was on the bench for one of those, and not selected for four others, including the last two. So actually I'm going to move him down to the possible category based on that information. He is 26 years old and has 32 caps and 4 goals. He's been with Zimbabwe since 2014, and he's currently playing for the Houston Dynamo in USA. He was involved in the 2017 and 2019 African Cups, just a substitute who never appeared in 2017, but a starter for all games in 2019. So, yeah, maybe somewhere between possible and likely there, because they actually don't have a lot of other candidates here. Coded as possible is Peter Mudua. Peter Mudua had returned after a two-year absence in November to appear on the bench for their last two remaining games in 2021. So normally I think I'd put him as possible but unlikely, but the lack of central defenders here suggests that they may call him up. So he is 28 years old. He's been with the team since 2017 and has 11 caps. But he wasn't selected for any tournament before. So definitely seems to be a bit of a bench player when he's with the team. I'll just mention someone who seems to be off the team, or actually several players. Jimmy Dzinge had actually played the first of their 8 games in 2021 and was on the bench for the second, but then not selected for the last 3 matches. So it's possible they may bring him back. So I'll actually leave him a possible but unlikely. That's Jimmy Dzinge. Just a couple of names to mention, and then we'll go back over them if they show up. Partson Juare last appeared for the team in November 2019. Victor Kamhuka. Again, he played the first of their games in 2021, but didn't appear for the last 6 matches. And then Lawrence Malanga. Lawrence Malanga has been with the team for since 2014 and was in the 2017 and 2019 tournaments, but he was a substitute at best, and he last appeared in that 2019 African Cup. So generally they bring usually 4 or 5 central defenders, so it is a little bit it looks a little bit thin here. But let's take a look and see who actually made the squad. No surprise that Alex Mudimu made the team, and he will probably be a starter there. And yeah, I'm actually not surprised that teenage Hedebe made the squad. He is a veteran, but I do wonder why he wasn't there for the last 4 games. Peter Mudua also made the squad. We had him as a possible. And I would say he would probably be a substitute given his lack of participation in general. But we actually have 2 other players added. So I'm going to create a category of new players here. And I will come back at the end of the podcast and give a little biographical information from them. But for now, just the names. The first one is Tapiwa Sibanda. And the other one is Frank Makarati. So there's probably a reason they didn't make the Soccer Files radar yet. But we will come back and check into that. Maybe I'll just leave them highlighted there just to remind me to come back and do it. All right. So moving on to left backs, we have a likely candidate in Bruce Kangwa. Bruce Kangwa had returned actually after an almost 5-year absence in October, but he did play 3 of their 4 remaining games in 2021. And was on the bench for one other. And again, it's a bit because there seemed to be a lack of other candidates who have played regularly. So Bruce Kangwa is 31 years old, and he only has 12 caps, even though he's been on the team since 2009. And he was on the African Cup 2017 squad, but he didn't see any action there, just on the bench. And he wasn't selected for the 2019 African Cup squad. He plays for Tanzania's biggest club, Azam FC, since 2016. Okay, now we have a few possible candidates. Onesmore Basera. Onesmore Basera had played the first five of their eight games in 2021 and was on the bench for one of those, but not selected for the last two matches. So some changes seem to have been made in the last two matches of their World Cup qualification in 2021. Onesmore Basera is 35 years old, and he has been on the team since 2006, and he has 40 caps. He plays for SuperSport United in South Africa since 2016. He was a starter in 2017, started and finished all games, but the last he had played was in 2017, so he didn't seem a candidate in 2019. And now here he is back, looking like a candidate for this cup. Okay, that is Onesmore Basera, and we'll move on to Brendan Galloway as another possible candidate. Brendan Galloway had his first appearance in October 2021 and played two of their remaining four games, and was on the bench for two others. So he's 25 years old, and as you just heard, he's on the team since 2021 with just those two caps. And he plays for Plymouth Argyle in England. It looks like he was born in England, though I don't actually have that information, but he's been with English teams all the way, including Everton from 2014 to 2019. So he seems to have joined Zimbabwe recently, possibly also eligible for England there. Okay, we'll go with the next, Divine Lunga, also at the possible level. And he played two of their eight games in 2021 and was on the bench for one and not selected for five others. So he plays with the Mamelodi Sundowns in South Africa, 26 years old. Since 2015, he's been on Zimbabwe and has 18 caps. I think the Zimbabwe coach is calling me, telling me to try to simplify this, but it is not simple in the case of Zimbabwe. Divine Lunga was a starter in 2019, started and finished games one and two, but actually got injured for game three. And our final possible candidate, wow, we have so many, is Jordan Zamora. Jordan Zamora played two of their eight games in 2021, but was not selected for six of them, including the last two. So he's actually with Bournemouth in England, and he has four caps since 2020, only 22 years old. Just a couple of names of players who have been in that position but now seem to be off the squad. Adam Chickson last played in November 2020 for the national team. Romario Matova first appeared in March 2021 and played one of their games, the first one, and then has been off the team for the last six. So I think I'll move him up to possible but unlikely there. And finally, Ronald Fumbidze. Ronald Fumbidze last appeared in November 2019, but he was on the squad for the 2019 African Cup. So again, we'll give a bit more information about him if he's chosen, but he does seem to be not a candidate here. So, wow, we have eight candidates for one position at left back, although some of them do move around. So the successful candidates were our likely candidate, Bruce Kangwa, made the squad, and Onismore Becerra, he also made the squad. We had him as a possible candidate. And surprisingly, Jordan Zamora, maybe not surprisingly, but there are a couple of candidates there who were overlooked. So just three of those. And I'm just going to go over to see if I can figure out who the starter is likely to be. So it looks like, it's tough to say. Bruce Kangwa came back to the team after a five-year absence. There, I'm just going to put them all as maybe, because even Jordan Zamora, he does play for Bournemouth in England. Even though he's new to the squad, he might snatch the starting position there. But it's hard to say. There's no one being consistently playing in that position over the last year. Okay, let's move on to right backs, which is blessedly a little simpler. And you got to love these Zimbabwean names. This God Knows Mawira is a possible candidate. God Knows Mawira is, sorry, I miscoded him there. Had returned after a 4.5 year absence in September to play the last of their remaining six games in 2021. But he was on the bench for three games. So we have him just as a possible candidate there on right back. And then possible but unlikely is Tendai Darikwa. Returned after an 11-month absence in October to play one of their four remaining games, but wasn't selected for the last three matches. So finally, we'll just look at, we'll just give the name of Ian Nakati, but he seems to be off the squad, having last played in October in 2020. Before that, though, he had 11 caps since 2019, so he seemed to be in favour and then out of favour. We'll give a little bio on these players when we know who is actually there. And did I make a mistake here? Because I have... Oh, I have another candidate at the likely level here. And it is Takudzwa Chimwemwe, and I'll talk about him a little bit. I don't know what happened there, but he was not on the list I was looking at. Okay, Takudzwa Chimwemwe had played six of their games in 2021. Was on the bench for one of those. And he plays in Zambia, for Nkana in Zambia. And he is 29 years old. And he's been on the team since 2014, but he only has eight caps. He didn't play in any of the tournaments that they've had during his time. But he does seem to be kind of well established on the team now. So... now let's look and see. And he actually did make the team, Takudzwa Chimwemwe. And I'm going to put him down as the starter there because he seems to be fairly well established in the position. God Knows Mawira also made the squad, but I'll put him down as a substitute since he didn't actually play that much. And Tendai Darikwa didn't make the squad, and nor did Ian Nakate. there. All right, moving now on to midfielders. We begin with defensive midfielders, and we have Thabane Kamusoko as a likely candidate for a defensive midfielder. Thabane Kamusoko played five of their eight games in 2021 and was on the bench for the three others. So almost a definite candidate there. He's 33 years old. He's been with the team since 2009 and only actually has 18 caps in that time. So I see that in the 2019 African Cup, he was selected for the squad, but appeared only in one game. So he was on the bench. He also plays in Zambia for Zesco United and has been mostly in Zimbabwe or there and abouts in Tanzania. Also, another candidate considered likely is Kelvin Madzongwe. Kelvin Madzongwe returned after a two-year absence in October 2021 to play all four of their remaining games. So he kind of stepped into the role, maybe not the same role as Thabane Kamusoko, because they did play some games together. Anyway, he's been with, I'm talking about Kelvin Madzongwe now, has been with the squad since 2019 and has six caps, but he's actually 31 years old. So a bit of a latecomer to the squad there. Okay, we have three more candidates at the possible level. And we begin with Farai Madhanaga. Farai Madhanaga had returned after a 3.5 year absence in September to play three of their remaining six games in 2021 and was on the bench for two others. So a lot of players being called in from the past here. He was with the team since 2016 and has 10 caps and one goal. But he wasn't selected for the 2017 or 2019 African Cup. So yet another player called in from the cold, as it were. He plays his club football in South Africa. He's been with a couple of teams there, including Bidvest Wits. Another possible candidate is Jonah Fabish. Or Fabish, I should say. Jonah Fabish has first appeared on the bench in September, but earned his first cap in November and played the last of their remaining six games in 2021 and was on the bench for three of those. So he actually plays for Hamburg in Germany. So he's been with the team since 2021, of course, with just that one cap. And very young at 20 years of age, so maybe an up-and-comer for Zimbabwe. Gerald Takawa is the last of the possible candidates. Takwara. Gerald Takwara, including his first cap for the main team in November, had played the last two of their remaining three games in 2021. And was on the bench for the first two of these. So I think he played for, local African tournaments, the Cassava Cup, perhaps, but came back to the national team. Yeah, he has 10 caps, so a lot of those would have been for local tournaments since 2015. And he's 27 years old. He played in Zimbabwe. And then a couple of names that we're just going to throw out because they no longer seem to be on the team is Butholozwi Nkube. Butholozwi Nkube actually played the first two games in 2021, but then didn't appear in the last six matches. So I should maybe move him up to possible, but unlikely. there. And then a bit of a veteran, Danny Feary, seems to be off the team. He was with the team from 2012 to 19 and had 42 caps. He's 32 years old now, so that's not too old, but he last appeared in the 2019 African Cup. So Danny Feary seems to be off the team. Okay, that's a lot of defensive midfielders. Let's see who actually made it. And it is our top candidate, Thabane Kamusoko, is on the team, as is Kelvin Madzongwe. Kelvin Madzongwe making the final squad there. And also Gerald Takwara. Although one of my sources lists him as a defender, my default source lists him as a defensive midfielder. And we have a name that was unexpected there, a new name who hadn't made our radar before, and it is Temptation Chiwunga, making the squad. I would probably say as a substitute here. And I think Thabane Kamusoko and maybe also Kelvin Madzongwe could both be starters. And Gerald Takwara, not so sure because he didn't play that much in 2021. So we'll leave it at that. And we will review these at the end, who the people we think are starters. Now, central midfield, we have Marvelous Nakamba. And so he is a familiar name to fans of the Premier League, but we all only considered him likely because he only played four of their eight games in 2021 and wasn't selected for four others. However, that may involve a travel from England because he plays for Aston Villa in England and is 27 years old with 26 caps since 2015. And he was a starter in 2019. But he got an injury on the training field between games one and two. So he wasn't available for that, only started game one. He was also on the squad in 2017 and he didn't appear in game one, but he gained a starting position for games two and three there. So that might have been when he was developing his reputation. At the possible level, we have Marshall Munetsi. Marshall Munetsi played three of their eight games in 2021 and was not selected for the five others, including the last three. But because he seems like a steady member of the squad, we put him at the possible level because I kind of expect to see him. 25 years old, he's been with the squad since 2018 and has 23 caps. And he plays for Stade Reims in France, having played for the Orlando Pirates in South Africa before that. So one of their bigger names, I would say. Also possible is Blessing Sarupinda. Blessing Sarupinda is 22 years old and had his first cap in September, played one of their remaining four games, but was on the bench for four games also. Okay, and he is with South African team Sekukune. Oh, I didn't put his name up there yet. So we consider him kind of a possible candidate. And then we have a few names that we'll just name because they're possible but not likely or else seem to be off the squad. And Tanaka Chinyahara. Tanaka Chinyahara played the first two games in March 2021, but then wasn't selected for the last six matches. And Nevertheless, I'm not sure how to pronounce that, but Nevertheless, well, I'm not sure how to pronounce most of these names, if truth be told, but that one is a little tricky. Has no caps for the national team, but he did appear on the bench for first in October 2021 and was on the bench for two of their remaining four games. And he is 31 years old, but he's only been on the team since 2019 and has three caps and one goal. He's also with Azam in Tanzania, and he was with FC Platinum in Zimbabwe. FC Platinum is a team that the manager coached quite a bit, so they may be familiar with each other. Okay, and then just a couple of names. Last Jesse seems to be off the squad, including his first appearance on the bench in March. He just played one of their eight games in 2021, but was not selected for the last six matches. So he only has one cap for the squad and seemed to kind of come and go there. They just seem to try him out. And finally, Tafadzwa Coutinho. Tafadzwa Coutinho has 15 caps for the team, but last played in March 2019. Okay, so many candidates. They seem to have been changing the team quite a bit over the last year, trying to find the right formula, perhaps. And a real surprise here, because Marvelous Nakamba did not make the squad. Nor did the possible candidates Marshall Munetsi and Blessing Sarupinda. However, Nevertheless, a candidate who we had considered possible but unlikely, is the only one of the lot who made the squad. Wow, what's going on there? We have two players added on top of it. The two players are Kunde Benyu. I'll introduce them a bit later once I learn a little bit about them. And Shepherd Malanga. Shepherd Malanga actually just made the preliminary squad and did not make the final squad. So we'll kind of leave him aside for now. But we will come back and do Kunde Benyu, who was added to the squad fairly recently. All right, in the right midfield, again, Zimbabwe is so tough to figure out. We have just one candidate, but a candidate who seems to be off the squad. And it is Talent Chawapiwa. Talent Chawapiwa. But he last appeared for the national team in the 2019 African Cup, where he was subbed into game one and then gained a starting position. So... not a big player for the squad, but we'll come back and detail him if he made the squad here. But he seems to be off the squad. So that's the only right midfielder that seems to be on the radar. And in terms of left midfielders, there are no players coded as left midfielders, but there is a left winger. Who we consider to be possible but unlikely, and that's Tafadzwa Rusiki. Tafadzwa Rusiki played two of their eight games in 2021 and was on the bench for two of those, but was not selected for the last four matches. And he's actually 32 years old. He's been on the team since 2009, and he has 22 caps and two goals, but he was off the team for a period of 6 years. I think he came back in 2019, even though he didn't make the African Cup squad in 2019. So possible but unlikely is Tafadjwa Rusiki. And we'll go over to the right wing. We have two candidates as possible. And they are Perfect Chikwende. Perfect Chikwende earned his first cap in March and played four of their remaining games in 2021, four of their eight games, and was on the bench for two of those, but not selected for the last two matches. So again, obviously some big shakeup in the last couple of games. He did score one of their goals in qualifying. And he plays for Simba in Tanzania, another one of the bigger clubs in Tanzania. So he's 28 years old, but he played his first game in 2021. The other candidate is Raman Kutsanzira, who we consider possible. So Raman Kutsanzira returned after a nine-year absence, believe it or not, in October to play one of their remaining four games. And was on, also on the bench for one of those. So maybe a little unlikely. But yeah, 31 years old and with the team since 2011, but only five caps. So I'm actually going to move him down to possible, but unlikely. There. Finally, we do have a possible but unlikely in Bill Antonio. Bill Antonio is had his first cap in November and played one of their remaining two games in 2021, but was not selected for the other. So coming in late, maybe I'll move him up to possible because he was brought in at the end there. So obviously they were trying to find new players. So let's take a look and see which of those players made it. I'm not sure if I covered talent Chawapiwa among the right midfielders, but anyway, he didn't make it. Nor did Tafadjwa Rusiki, the possible but unlikely left winger. Wow, and our two possible candidates at right wing, Perfect Chikwende and Raman Kutsanzira, and neither of those made it, but the unlikely Bill Antonio did. So some big shakeups with Zimbabwe here. They seem to be bringing in players who didn't play much over the last year. Okay, well, moving on to attacking midfielders are a couple of the best known players. Kama Biliak, and we've coded him as a definite. Kama Biliak played five of their eight games in 2021. He was injured for the first of those, but obviously over that now and not selected for one other. And he was a starter in 2017 and 2019. And yeah, a pretty impressive player. He seems kind of an intellectual type and a very clever player. I won't go on too much, but he's 31 years old though, so getting a bit older. Been with the team since 2011, and in that time he has 51 caps and 17 goals, and he plays for the Kaizer Chiefs in South Africa. So the next candidate is Kudakwashi Mahachi. Kudakwashi Mahachi is also a veteran of the team, and he played all of their eight games in 2021, so we definitely expect to see him. He was a starter in 2019, but was actually only a sub briefly in 2019. Sorry, I think I made a mistake there. He was a starter in 2017. But yeah, just a sub in 2019. But I call him a veteran because he's been with the team since 2013 and has 41 caps. He's 28 years old. And he also plies his trade in South Africa with SuperSport United and has been with some of their bigger teams like Orlando Pirates and Mamelodi Sundowns. And finally, Knowledge Musona, who's the captain. And but we only have him as we only have him as likely because he played five of their eight games in 2021, was on the bench for one of those, but not selected for the last two matches. So he is, as I say, 31 years old. He's been with the team since 2010 and has 49 caps, but 24 goals in that time. So almost a goal every second game. He's currently with Al Tai in Saudi Arabia, but he's been with some bigger teams, Anderlecht in Belgium. He was loaned to Hoffenheim in Germany. No, he was with Hoffenheim in Germany, but loaned out by them for the last year there. Yeah, and he was a starter in games in the 2017 and 2019 African Cups. He was actually the captain in 2019. He scored actually five of their nine goals in qualifying for that 2019 African Cup. So those three players are, you know, for me, the most familiar names on Zimbabwe. We also have a couple of other attacking midfielders in, just give me a second here, it's Terence Dzukumania. Terence Dzukumania played five of their games in 2021, so we have him as a possible, and was on the bench for one, but not selected for the last two matches. So a definite pattern here, as I've mentioned, with a shake-up in the last two matches. Terence Dzukumania is with the Orlando Pirates in South Africa, but he hasn't played in any tournaments. He's 27 years old, and even though he's been with the team since 2017, hasn't played any tournaments. He has 14 caps. I'll just mention a couple of names of players who seem to be off the squad, and one of them is Rodwell Chinvengetere. Rodwell Chinvengetere last played in November 2019. And another veteran who seems to be off the team, Ovidi Karuru. Ovidi Karuru, he's only 32 years old. He's been with the squad since 2007 and has 50 caps and seven goals. And he actually played the first two of their games in 2021, but not selected for the last two matches. So maybe I'm jumping to a conclusion there. I'm going to put him as possible, but unlikely, because he still could make an appearance. We'll just cover the secondary striker here before we check in on these players. And we have just one candidate as possible, and it's Knox Mutiswa. Knox Mutiswa had returned after an almost two-year absence in October to play the last four of their remaining games in 2021. So he is 28 years old and been with the team since 2014, and he has 22 caps and six goals. And he was on the roster in the 2019 African Cup, but he didn't make any appearance with Golden Arrows in South Africa, is Knox Mutiswa. So let's see who among these players made it. And we're in for some more shocks here, because Kama Bilia did not make the squad. But Kudagwashe Mahachi did. I imagine he'll be a starter. And Knowledge Musona did, and I would bet my house on him being a starter. But none of the other ones we mentioned made the squad. So Terence Dzukumania didn't make it. Ovidi Karuru, not selected. Rodwell Chinyangatere did not make it. And Knox Mutiswa only made the preliminary squad, but not the final squad. So more and more surprises as we go. Okay, finally, we move on to forwards. And we have two likely candidates in Takutua Chimwemwe. Takutua Chimwemwe had played six of their eight games in 2021 and was on the bench for one other. However, he's been with the team since 2014, but only has eight caps. So, yes, I see that in 2020, he returned after a six-year absence. So it looks like he got a couple of caps in 2014 and then wasn't selected for a long time. He's 29 years old and plays for Nkana in Zambia. But he seems to have made his way into the team and is a likely candidate here, as is Ishmael Wadi. Ishmael Wadi had his first cap in November, but he played all three of their remaining games in 2021. However, he is 29 years old, so earning his first cap at 29 years old. He plays for Caps United in Zimbabwe, one of their bigger clubs. Okay, at the possible level is David Moyo. He returned after a one-year absence in November to play the last two of their remaining games. And he plays for Hamilton Academical in Scotland. 27 years old and on the squad since 2014, but only five caps for David Moyo. And then several names that we'll just mention, but seem to be off the squad. So Clive Augusto last played in 2019. Prince Dube, interestingly, has 11 caps and 7 goals, so he certainly makes the most of it when he's on the field. However, he hasn't appeared for the team since November 2020. And Tino Tenda Kadewere, or usually Tino Kadewere, plays for Lyon in France. So that's a big club. And even still, he was only a substitute in the 2017 and 2019 African Cups. He just started with Lyon in 2020, so seems to have moved up, but played only one of their games in 2021 and was injured for one other and not selected for two others, including the last four. So maybe I'll move him up to possible, but unlikely, because they would probably want, you know, a player who is good enough to make Lyon in France. Evans Rusicki played the first two of their eight games in 2021, but was not selected for the last six matches. I'm going to put him as possible, but unlikely too, because he was involved in the 2017 and 2019 African Cups, even if only as a substitute. And finally, Nyasha Mushekwi. Nyasha Mushekwi last appeared for the national team in the 2019 African Cup, but he is actually a fairly big name for the team with 21 caps and 6 goals. But he was a starter in the 2017 and 2019 African Cups. So off the team. He's 34 years old, so it may be that he's moving into retirement. Whew, this is a tough podcast, I gotta tell you. There's usually not this many players floating around, and I gotta say, well, I'll save it till the end there. Okay, let's see who made it here. And I see what happened here. What happened here is Takutsa Chimwemwe. I had him as a forward on my list for forwards for some reason, but he's actually a right defender. So we have actually covered him before. So we move on to Ismail Wadi, who made the squad. Our possible candidate, David Moyo, also made the squad. Prince Dube, we thought he was off the squad, but he made it. So, and Tino Tenda Katawere also made the squad. But none of the others, Evans Rusiki, Nyasha Mushekwi, and was it Clive Augusto, none of those made the squad. Now, it's very difficult to determine who would be the starter here, but I'm going to just take a stab at it and say Tino Katawere, even though he was absent from the squad for a little while, because he has made the squad, because he was selected, I think they may try him as a starter. I'm not sure. But a bit more complication for you here, because we have two players who were not on the radar coming into the squad. And that is Panache Mutimbanyoka. I'll get a little information on him soon. And finally, Admiral Musque. I've never seen that name before. Okay, well, I have a little information on the players that we that are new to the squad. So I'm just going to go back over those. So okay, we had a couple of central defenders that were added to the squad. Tapiwa Sibandi and Frank Macarati. But actually, I see that they made the preliminary squad, but not the final squad. So I am going to give them a pass in terms of giving biographical information, because we have so many players to deal with here. And I'm going to go down to the defensive midfielder who was unexpectedly added to the squad, and that was Temptation Chiwunga. Temptation Chiwunga was new to the squad. He had never appeared for the national team before being named to the preliminary squad. So that's obviously why he didn't appear on my radar. He's 29 years old, though, and plays for JDR Stars in South Africa. Not a big club there in South Africa, but has been added to the squad, and I would guess probably as a substitute rather than as a starter. And now there are two candidates in central midfield, but one of them, Shepherd Malanga, just made the preliminary squad and not the final squad. But the one who did make the final squad was Kunde Benyu. He was born in England, but he's currently playing in Iceland. And he's 24 years old and joined Zimbabwe in 2017, but has only amassed two caps so far. So I would doubt that he would be a starter there. And let me see. I think we have two forwards to talk about, both of whom made it to the final squad. But let's take a look and see. So Panache Mutimbanyoka also had never appeared for the national team before being named to the preliminary squad. And he plays for FC Platinum in Zimbabwe, and is just 19 years old, so a very fresh player for Zimbabwe there. But I would guess probably gonna start on the bench. And finally, Admirable Moussakwe. Well, he should have made my he should have been in the soccer files because he scored a goal in 2021, 2022 World Cup qualifying. And he was on the team since 2017, actually, but returned after a 2 year absence when named to the preliminary squad. So he's 23 years old and has four caps, but a bit of an interesting player. He was with Leicester. I don't think he got onto the field very much, but with Leicester in England, well, 2020 and 2021, but he was with the youth setup since 2007. So 13 years with Leicester's youth setup, and basically played a year for them. I think he was loaned out, in fact, and now he has moved on to Luton in England, and has thrown his international cap into Zimbabwe's ring. Okay, well, I gotta say, in a quick discussion of what I see here, I see utter chaos. I gotta say, it seems like none of the players, apart from maybe some of the big players, some of the big attacking midfielders, Kamabiliya and Kudakwashe Mahachi and Knowledge Musona played a lot of their World Cup qualifying games, but then Biliya didn't make it for this squad, and they seem to make a lot of changes in the last two games, mixing and matching, and very hard to know who's gonna start or be on the bench here. And a lot of the players that we kind of predicted being on the squad didn't make it. And just when you have this many players on the plate, and I'm sorry that it made for a very complex podcast, but even just goalies, when you have eight goalies under consideration and six of them as possible considerations, it means the team is, you know, bringing in new goalies and trying to find one to fit the bill, and obviously not satisfied with the ones that they have, or the ones that they're bringing in. So they may have found among these players, they may have decided a starter, but if they did, they decided that very late, and none of them is really standing as a starter. But we chose Talbot Shumba as the most likely among those possible candidates to be the starter. And Martin Mapisa and Petros Machary will be backups there. One of the more stable players, Alec Mudimu, as the definite central defender. And because he made the squad, I think he was absent for a few games with Teenage Hadebe, we consider him a starter. And Peter Muduhuwa as a substitute. Left back, again, you know, there's like eight candidates being considered there, and we couldn't figure out which one had played enough to look like the starter. So Bruce Kangwa, Onsimor Basera, and Jordan Zamura, all kind of possible starters there. But we did consider the right back position pinned down by Takudzwa Chimwemwe, and God knows Miwira will probably be the right back substitute, kind of the backup. In the midfield, Thabani Kamusoko and Kelvin Madzongwe seem like they're going to be starters, and then a few candidates available on the bench. Central midfielder is a really shocking situation because we had a whole bunch of names, including Marvelous Nakamba and a couple of possible candidates. But then one of the unlikely candidates, Never Tagere, was the only one who made it. That is unbelievable because usually that central midfield position, you know, there's usually five or six players there, so I have no idea what's going on. But we did see a couple, Kunde Benyu, kind of added to that list. Oh, wow. Among right and left midfielders and wingers, too, among all the candidates that we introduced, it was only one unlikely candidate, Bill Antonio, who made it. So, not sure what's going on there. But a bit of stability in the attacking forward lines with Kudakwashi Mahachi and Knowledge Musona. So, Captain Knowledge Musona will be the kind of anchor player of the squad. And then in the forward line we picked Tino Kadewere as the likely starter, with Ishmael Awadi and David Moyo coming in, maybe starting or probably the first to sub in. So that is one heck of a podcast there. Way more complicated than most podcasts. And I think it actually points to a bit of trouble for Zimbabwe here, because going in with such an unstable squad usually doesn't bode very well. But we'll see. I like Zimbabwe, so all the best to their chances. And hopefully, other podcasts won't be as complex as this one. Thanks so much for listening or watching, and have a good African Cup.